So this debate, the topic is the four freedoms and the open source definition are outdated and no longer relevant in 2020. Our debaters are Amanda Brock, Neil McGovern, Matt Jarvis, Louis Villa, and I don't think I've... Andrew Katz. Did I mention Andrew Katz? And I'm going to give it over to Amanda to get things started.
So can you hear me now? Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I am not debating currently. I'm just going to say a few words to you because I caused this debate to be suggested at Falsedem when the debate format came out. And I requested this slot because we had had a meeting last year under Chatham House rules as lawyers, and there were some really vicious arguments going on. And obviously I can't attribute them to anybody because it was Chatham House rules, but it seemed like we'd reached a point where this discussion needed to be had more broadly, and this group of people were willing to come and talk about it. I will say that I asked a lot more people to come and talk, and most people didn't want to debate. I don't know if this is common across the debates, but particularly women didn't want to debate. So we have five of us. We did have six earlier in the week. We've had one dropout. So what we're going to do is slightly different, I guess. We are going to run through the panel order of 77333, but we are going to just flow a little bit more, be somewhere between a traditional sort of high school debate format and a panel session. And we really want to get the audience debating with us, which was really why we put this in the first place, to discuss what's going on. So with that, I'm going to hand over to Louis, who's the first proposer.
So my disclaimer here, I mean, there is the standard disclaimer. I want to particularly stress that I, until recently, was a card-carrying FSF member and am a member of the Open Source Initiative, was a member of the Open Source Initiative board, so please use that in context when I say some things that are going to come across pretty harsh. So, Seven. 20? I can go. Someone was impressed that I had all these notes, and I said that I can talk about this for hours without notes, but if I only have 7 minutes, then I really need notes. So, the first thing to know about whether or not the four freedoms and open source definition are still relevant today in 2020 is that these documents are 20 years old. If these documents still made sense 20 years after they were written, in exactly the same way that they were written, without having a line changed of them, they would be some of the most prescient documents in human history. So it is, I think, not a criticism of their authors to say that they didn't fully understand where the industry was going to be, right? They didn't know that SaaS would take, they didn't even know what SaaS was. They didn't know that SaaS was going to take over. They didn't know about the growth of data, privacy, and ethical concerns, though in the case of the Four Freedoms, some of those were, the outlines of some of those were beginning to come into view, but the centrality of technology to all those questions would have been difficult to see. Of course, the centrality of open source and free software to the entire industry, that was a pipe dream that we all wanted, and we wrote these definitions in part with this sort of like, well, we will fight to get there, instead of with the reality of, hey, we've won. Open source software has won. Free software, pointedly, I will point out, has not won. And of course, we've gone from fitting everyone in open source onto the campus of one university to literally there are more people doing open source now than live in all of Brussels or probably all of Belgium. I should have checked the population of Belgium before I started this. The next thing I want to say about why these definitions are outdated is, where do you see communities anywhere in these definitions? Every time people talk about free software and open source in the healthiest positive sense, they talk about collaboration of communities of connected people. The reason we are all here at FOSDEM is because of the amazing, wonderful community that has formed around this. And yet, if you look in these things, they are all about these dry technical things about copyright law. They speak nothing to what has actually been most powerful, which is the communities that have formed around them. One important way to think about GPL v2, which predates the OSD and the Four Freedoms, is that by enforcing a certain level of sharing, it makes a compromise on freedom in order to help build community. We have lost that language. We don't know how to compromise on data. I was going to say on source code, but also in data, right? Van Lindberg, who's here, has been trying to get a license through the open source initiative process, where, guess what? Software in 2020 without data is junk. It's useless. And yet the open source definition says nothing about data. It says nothing about how we use this stuff. And so when we have to fight through these outdated definitions,